Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, the recipe for Coca-Cola is a closely guarded secret, but perhaps it might be a bit older than we think. A recently unearthed description of a medicinal potion from Florence seems to describe something very similar. Nick Pisa is senior reporter with Mail Online. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Describe for us what has been found.
Yeah, well, this is discovered earlier on this month when a Dominican friar was pouring through the archives of an old monastery, which was actually also used as an antique pharmacy back in the Middle Ages and shortly after the Renaissance by Dominican friars. And it's quite intriguing, actually, when you look at the recipe, and it's basically the same ingredients as Coca-Cola. And the suggestion is that perhaps this was invented a good few years before the famous fizzy drink that we all know and are so familiar with now. I mean, I'm just looking at the recipe now, and it's called a elixir vinoso discutuente, which means a restorative elixir of wine. And the ingredients are cola nut and Bolivian coca leaves. And if you look at the ingredients for Coca-Cola, that is exactly what makes up Coca-Cola. It's quite incredible, really. The only difference is that the monk's recipe had wine, whereas the Coca-Cola recipe in the States by Mr. Pemberton had fizzy carbonated water.
Okay, and because Pemberton, I think, by law, wasn't allowed to use wine. So presumably if he was, I mean... It's tonic. And, you know, this is from the days when, you know, there's a little bit of cocaine in there, really. That this must have had a hell of a kick, this tonic.
Yeah, well, it's just intriguing. You look at this flyer, this old document that's written in Italian. It says, Le forze fisiche ed intellettuali indebolite delle malattie dell'età, le fatiche straordinarie. So, which means in Italian, in English, physical exertion and intellectual exertions weakened by sickness or by age or by extraordinary work can be revived by drinking this tonic.
My word, that is intriguing.
And what's also interesting as well... Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, go on. Yeah, what's also interesting?
What's also interesting is if you look at the price. So in Italian, it says that a bottle cost... a quarter-litre bottle would cost two lira, whereas a half a litre one was 3.5 litre, and a full litre of this tonic was 6 lira, which is apparently less than, well, infinitesimally less than a euro now in today's money.
And is it known whether it was successful at the time? Did he sell many bottles of this stuff?
Well, apparently the priest that found it, Father Michele Russo, says that he found several empty bottles there, which did look as if they contained some of this tonic. But as you said, intriguingly, these coca leaves were being imported in the mid-19th century into Italy before it became unified. And obviously, those coca leaves are now banned now because they're used for cocaine consumption as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's intriguing, really. It's just the similarity is quite extraordinary between Coca-Cola and this elixir wine, restoring wine that was found by Father Manuel Russo in this convent.
And is it known how long this had been produced for? Or, you know, is it, given that you found the recipe in kind of the 19th century, that's when it started? Or maybe they had been making it for decades or even centuries before that?
Well, I would have thought possibly, I'm not sure about centuries, but I mean, the chemist, the pharmacy there has a long history dating back to the Middle Ages. It was founded by the Dominican friars in the 14th century, and obviously Florence, as you and your listeners may well know, is famous for its Renaissance history. And so the monks there were making potions such as sweet waters, rose waters. They also manufactured something called anti-hysterical water, which was a spray that apparently was used to calm people down if they were afflicted by, and I had a touch of the vapors, as they say, that sort of thing. So it's quite intriguing, really, what went on in this old pharmacy, basically, which was run by monks in this monastery, which is very close to the historical centre of Florence, very close to the Duomo.
Now, as you mentioned there, Coca-Cola is generally, the invention of it is generally ascribed to this chap, John Pemberton, the American pharmacist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has anyone able established any link between Italy and Pemberton? Had he, you know, was he importing manuscripts from Florence or anything like that?
Not that we've been able to establish. And certainly Father Russo is obviously taking it very carefully, because he says he doesn't want to get a lawsuit from Coca-Cola as well. He's worried that they may clamp down on him for betraying, as you said in your introduction there, the secrets of Coca-Cola are only known, or the recipe to Coca-Cola is only known by a handful of people. But I mean, it's interesting to see that. I'd love to know what the health benefits were of the Dominican Friars potion, bearing in mind that the Coca-Cola that we see today in supermarkets contains a good healthy dose of sugar, doesn't it? I think it's about 8 teaspoons of sugar in a can of Coca-Cola. I mean, I know the Dominican Friars have wine, but I prefer to take the Dominican Friars version back.
Yeah, I was interested to read that there was kind of these kinds of tonics weren't uncommon in Europe at the time, that there was one made in Valencia called Cola Coca, which had similar ingredients. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it does lay open the possibility that, yeah, perhaps, well, obviously we do know the New World connections, don't we, between the States and Europe. You know, the explorers from from Italy and from Spain were amongst the first to discover and to discover the New World, to discover the Americas, and brought these leaves back. Who knows? Perhaps there is some there is some possibility, maybe, shall we say, without getting a lawsuit ourselves, that there is a link,
Absolutely.
That maybe they did invent it before. Yeah.
Well, if you went on a big long, if you go on a big long journey, you're probably going to need to bring a tonic with you, just to keep your health up. Nick, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Nick Pisa there, senior reporter with Mail Online.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.